Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
This is listener-supported public radio at the University of Illinois, AM 580. Thanks for starting your day with us. This morning, it's time now for our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce.
Well, thank you very much, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Let's take a look at how the prices fared in the resumption of trade in Kansas City and Chicago. Commodities, first of all, the July wheat contract in Kansas City, 893 was the open, and that was up 10. And that September contract on the Kansas City Exchange, 890, was the open, and that was 3.75 higher. Spring wheat for September, 950, down a half on the open. And in Chicago, July opened at 845, up 1.5. September at 862, up 3.25. December, 883, 1.25 higher. And March at 912, 9 higher. July opened 13 higher at 9.35. Onto the corn pit, where the July contract opened at 7.14, down 10.75. September, 7.25, down 12.75. December, 7.47, down 10. March at 7.63.5, down 10.25. May at 7.74, down 7. July at 7.81, down 3. September, 7.29, up 10. And December, 09 at 6.66, up 11. On this morning's open, July soybeans, 16.08, up 3. August opened at 15.96, down 2. And September at 15.78, down 6. November, 15.71, down 3. January, 15.90, up 1.5. March at 15.95, up 4.5. May, 15.90, up 7.5. July, 09, 15.97, up 8.5. Soybean meal for July, 431.50, down 250. August opened at 426, down 3. July soybean oil opened at 66.35, up 31. And August opened at 66.70, up 38. And as we take a look at how the trade is going right now, we see the wheat in Kansas City still on the negative side, down 8 for the July contract, 4.75 lower on that September contract. And the spring wheat for September down 10 right now. Nearby contracts in wheat in Chicago, 3.5 to 5.25 higher. That contract on July 09 is 13 higher right now. Corn still down until you get out to the September and December 09 contracts, which are higher, but the rest down 9 to 10 lower. And the soybeans currently up anywhere from 5.5 to 11 cents right now on the Board of Trade, with the exception of the September 08 contract, which is down 6. And let's bring Wayne Nelson in from L&M Commodities over in New Market, Indiana, to talk things over. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, good morning, Jay.
Well, what are you seeing in these numbers as we're opening up on the day after those bearish reports and some sky-high prices, I guess, in the soybeans?
Yes, we saw a tremendous reaction in the soybean pit yesterday, closing higher on the day, and really divorcing itself from the corn trade there, Jay. You know, yesterday afternoon we got the conditions report, and the corn improved 2 percentage points to 61%, good to excellent. You know, so that was a little bit of the reason that we continued to go down a little bit overnight and again this morning in the corn. Illinois improved 4 percentage points, and Iowa 3 points. But Minnesota gained 11 points of that way. So those are our top three corn-producing states, and they all improved in Minnesota drastically. So that's where we're seeing some of the pressure in the corn. And when we look at the one thing that people are still trying to figure out is we know we've got so many damaged acres from flood, so many damaged acres from just areas in the field that flooded or drowned out, and then they'll be there. So, you know, how many harvested acres are we going to have, and what sort of yield will it be? We're going to have a tight carry out this year, but we're starting to see some rationing, so that's where we're seeing the corn back off a little bit here. But nice weather and a little better-looking crop for right now.
Yeah. Soybeans still on the upside, though, this morning.
Yeah, I think that when you plugged all the numbers in for the beans, you look at the crude oil, the soy diesel type characteristics, everything along concerned with that. The bean crop, of course, has a much tighter carryout this year. All the beans that we shipped when Argentina was having their strike, and then along with some of the reduced acres, and a lot of the beans going in during the double crop time period that were actually first plantings, Jay. So, you know, it shows us we're going to have a very tight bean carryout this year, and especially again next year with the acreage that we have.
So what kind of strategies are you recommending based on that?
Well, I think basically we want to sit here and probably give corn a little time to settle out, and the beans are still rolling to the upside. So actually probably it's more of a sit-on-your-hand policy. You know, we have bought some well out of the money puts in the corn, $6 puts. I think not a bad investment for carrying some of your risk that you don't care to put in the other markets.
Anything else you want to touch on this morning, Wayne?
Well, the livestock. We're talking that we might see dollar cattle sometime this week, which we need. I had one of the customers ask me this morning. He said, How can we feed this $7 corn to cattle? I said, well, the same way we always fed it. They eat it the same. It's just that it hurts the pocketbook a lot more.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your perspectives this morning, and you'll be back on this afternoon with Todd on the Closing Market Report.
Thank you, Jay.
Have a good day. That's Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities over in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Well, wheat in Kansas City for July currently trading at 875, and that's down 8. And the September contract at 891.5 is down 4.75. July wheat in Chicago 847, up 3.5. September at 863.5, up 4.75. December at 887, up 5.25. July corn 715.5, down 9.25. September 729, down 8.75. December 748.5, down 8.5. And March at 765, down 8.75. Soybeans for July at 1614.5, up 9.5 now. August at 1603, up 5, back over that 16 mark. And September at 1578, down 6. The November contract at 1580 is up 6. Soybean meal for July at 433.80, down 20. And July soybean oil, 66.25, up 21. August live cattle, 103.87.5, up 45. October, 110.95, down 5. August feeder cattle, 112.25, up 37.5. September, 113.75, up 20. July lean hogs at 71.50, down 27.5. And the August lean hogs at 70.95, up 5. July frozen pork belly, 72.20, up 40. And for August, 73.25, up 50. August crude oil, 142.60, up 260. The September crude oil at 143.25 is up 267 right now. Silver at 17.78, up 36. That's the July contracts. And the August gold contract at 947. Is currently up 18.5. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average on the 15-minute delay, down 20 points at 11,330. The dollar is down 0.07 at 72.39. The CRB index up 609 at 468.83. The S&P 500 at 1,277.5, down a little over 2. And the NASDAQ down a little over 4 at 2,288.83. 9.